afternoon, Chrome Design.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. Is Steve in by chance?
One moment.
Spider, if you are calling us because of our reputation, we won't disappoint you. If you're calling us with a challenge, your competition will have a lot to be worried about. Equipment Design and Manufacturing is a family-owned business whose day-to-day operations and relationships with our customers reflect the values and aspirations of both the family and employees. Our values are honor and integrity, and our aspirations are to be the best asset for our customers possible, under all conditions in their highly competitive marketplace.
Hi, this is Steve.
Hey, Steve. This is Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Okay.
I don't know if you recall, but you and I spoke back in September. We do equipment financing and working capital. We talked for a little bit, actually, kind of about the business, what you guys were doing, and you mentioned that you were looking to bring on maybe a new robotic press brake for the business coming up towards the end of the year, and said that you would definitely be financing it. So I just wanted to call, get an update from you, see if you're still looking to do that and how we can help out.
Well, the first part of it happened correctly. Trump was elected. Hillary is out. So that was really important because I think we were looking at a big, big problem if she was elected.
Yeah, so there's going to be a lot of regulation, definitely, right?
Well, even worse. It gets far worse than that. But anyway, the right guy was elected, very pro-business, taxes down, bring a lot of manufacturing back to the United States. That's what we're looking for, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're looking at, in fact, we went to Amada and looked at one of their big brakes, a 10-foot brake, and we're thinking more about that, definitely one that changes its own tooling, etc. And
yeah, the lights out one, as you put it, remember?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The good news is we're busy. Yay. And we want to stay that way, but robotic brake would catch us up in so many things. Also more powerful. Where we perform two ends up at the same time.
And I remember that you had also talked about how it was going to be very efficient for the business, how it can replace four operators to cut down the costs dramatically.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you were like very pro this because, I mean, cutting down costs is essentially what every business owner wants to do if it's going to be, you know, a new piece of equipment that they're bringing on, of course. They want to see that return be very nice, right?
Yeah. Well, what may make it more feasible is if they get rid of Obamacare. Let me put it this way. If they get rid of Obamacare and we go back to the way we were, the amount of money we would save would pay for that press break in 3 years.
Yep, yep. That's what you had said. It was going to be like a pretty much a 3-year return on investment, especially
it
operates.
And, it'd be incredible. And that press brake costs $1.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, $1.25 million.
Yeah, you said, I think it was 1.25. So you're still looking at the same one, essentially? What type of model is it, like a 2016 model or brand new?
Yeah, it'd be brand new with the latest programming because in a press brake of that sort, it's got to almost program itself. Okay.
Okay.
And the software is every bit as important as the press brake. So we're looking at the latest version with the best software.
Mm-hmm. So you have one already pretty much picked out, correct?
Not really. We're waiting for they have a number of different versions, but they're only 100 ton, which is ridiculous, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We need about 200 tons, twice that. All right, 10 foot, 200 ton with robotics. and tool changing. That would be, and we even have a place picked out in the shop for it. We're going to sell our 200-ton punch press, our Heim 200-ton punch press, get rid of that, and that's where, because a brake with robotics would take up a lot of room.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be one large piece of equipment. I don't know technically how big it is. I mean, I'm mostly familiar with, yes, I've done some financing for some of my clients who are in your industry, mainly for CNC machines and a few for some punch presses themselves. But, I mean, you're talking about, like, this is going to be huge, like 200 ton.
Well, the press brake itself is 10 feet. Height isn't a problem. But with the robotic sitting, a robot sitting in front of it,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to need two pallets. One pallet will have the parts on it that it needs to form. The other pallet will be where it will stack the parts after they're formed. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the robot has to move around. Now, when the robot's moving, you do not want to get in its way.
Yeah, so swinging around and everything, right?
Oh, especially when it's handling a sheet of steel.
Oh, yeah.
It would cut you in half.
Oh, my God.
So you need a safety area around it.
Okay.
So even if it has a full sheet of material, 10 feet long, okay,
mm-hmm.
a 10-foot sheet of material, and it's moving it around, you've got to have about 12 feet in front of the press brake for safety, and it's 10 feet long. So you got to have a huge area for it so it can work handling large pieces of sheet metal and nobody get hurt.
Right. Okay. So,
that's what I mean by taking up a large area.
Yeah, and of course, safety is obviously one of the big priorities that you have there in the floor.
Yeah.
And I can imagine that with a machine such as this, you're going to need to make sure that you're, you know, in a safe area that's kind of maybe a little more secluded, but has enough space where it can do its own operations.
That's why we would sell the 200-ton and put that new brake in its place. It is in a more secluded area.
Got it. So what type of time frame are you looking to bring this on? Are you going to do this before year's end so you maybe can take advantage of this?
Our fiscal year ends January 31st.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll probably be before January 31st.
Okay, so any time in the next few months then?
Yes.
Okay. And typically, I mean, obviously you're going to try and finance it because it is $1.25 million essentially, and that's a lot of pocket money out of pocket. Do you have like a game plan for what you're going to do? Are you trying to maybe put a down payment on it or some things like that? Okay.
We'll probably put around $250,000 down.
Okay. Do you have like an idea for the types of terms and rates that you like to get on this type of machine? So at least I have a better perspective of what to expect if you are willing to go through our application process and everything so we can see
Okay. 5-year payout.
Okay. 5-year. Okay. All right. So, yeah, I mean, for me over here on my end, Steve, I know you haven't necessarily picked out the one yet. You're still kind of just looking to find it.
The problem is not so much that. They have a 200-ton press brake, but it's not fitted for a robot or tool changing. The 100 tons are. We think they're coming out with one in January.
Okay. And yeah, you'd like to jump on that as soon as it comes out, right?
Yeah, we'd have to. First of all, we could use the write-off this year.
Yeah, and that's always good for Section 179. It's always effective. What if you put in the purchase order now? And of course, I know it might take about a month for that piece of equipment usually to come in and get shipped and everything, right? Is that what usually happens with a large piece like that?
Like I said, they don't even. What would we order? There isn't.
So it's
a product to order yet. Not
right,
until
the
it
one.
Comes out.
Okay. Now I understand.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's coming down to January when you would like to bring that on. And because your fiscal year ends on January 31st, right?
Right.
you can write it off because of that, because that's when you guys end your fiscal year. Now that makes sense to me. Okay, all right. I'm just trying to take some notes here. But okay. So what if I did this, Steve? I think you might have my contact information with you. I'm not too sure, but I'm just going to give you another call come maybe the middle of December to touch base, see if, you know, maybe something has come out. Just
how about
of...
the first week of January?
First week of January?
We should know everything by then.
Okay.
And we should be able to direct you to Amada and their website so you can see the press break.
Right, yeah, I'm actually on it right now. Just kind of looking. It's bending automation, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just scrolling through these. I would imagine it's probably the first one on there because it's huge. And it has the robot in front of it as well as the pallets too. So I think it might be the one I'm looking at. But it's only a 6-foot axis.
Yeah, which isn't long enough. We need. Understand, you know how many jobs we've turned down because, for instance, doors and large cabinets?
Mm-hmm.
Because it takes two or three guys holding a whole sheet of material to form it up, and they all have to, and that sheet moves up and out of their hands and can move above their heads when it's waist high. The ram comes down, hits the sheet, plunges into the sheet, and the sheet folds up. You have to have all three guys have to pretty much move at the same time, and not one guy can't be slower than the other. That's one reason why we want the robot for large products like that. It's kind of dangerous to do it otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Employees can get hurt.
And you don't want that either, because that puts
a headache
on your
phone. Yeah, we already have 8 feet. We need minimum 10. In order to get the robotics and the tonnage, we might have to go to a 12-foot press break. And now we're really raising the price. And I'm not sure we have room enough for a 12.
How much does that go up by then?
I don't know. I don't know. They're expensive. Okay.
Yeah, I can tell. I mean, okay. 1.25 million, like, yeah, that's...
For a 10-foot. There's a lot that goes in. See, the robot has to be programmed to run that extra 2 feet. It has to be able to move. That robot moves the full length of the breast brake. It's on rails.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so they have to create a rail system, and the software has to accommodate a 12-foot length. Okay. The robot has to be able to articulate or move in 3 to 4 dimensions all along that length. Okay.
Okay.
If you go onto YouTube and type in robotic press brake on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
You're going to get a number of movies, and you can actually watch those things work. They're fascinating to watch. We'll be able to sell tickets when we get that thing installed. okay, it's incredible to watch. And very fast, doesn't take breaks, doesn't get sick. All the other problems that employees bring, naturally, all that goes out the window. And when it's not working, it's not drawing pay, okay, so to speak. We still have to make payments. But once the payments are done, it's gravy from then on.
Right, okay.
Right.
And the whole fact that it can work with how you had explained to me the lights out type of deal is very nice. You can leave it running
nice.
The entire time.
You can run, let me put it this way. Let's say you want to run 3 different jobs
mm-hmm.
with 3 different materials and material thicknesses. You can program it to run all 3 jobs, have the 3 pallets with a different material, just tell it which pallet has what material on it, and 3 empty pallets to stack the parts, and tell it to go, and walk away, turn out the lights, and next morning when you come back, the three empty pallets have the parts already formed, ready to go. And they're three different jobs. That's why robotic tooling, and here's the neat thing. When the robot forms the part, it checks it to make sure the dimensions are correct, just like an inspector would.
Really?
It's incredible.
It checks the dimensions because of the program how it's designed?
Exactly.
That's fantastic.
It does. You don't need an inspector anymore. It inspects it for you.
Look at that. That's so crazy how far technology has come. I mean, could you imagine? That just saves so much time, too.
Yep, it really does. And like I said, you come back the next morning and the jobs are done. Stacked, ready to work on.
And hey, doesn't that put a smile on your face too, right? Knowing that everything
yep.
is completed, and you know how,
exactly.
And the thing that it sounds like for this, at least for this piece of equipment, is just the severity of how efficient it really is.
Well, here's another which makes it even more efficient. And this we have problems from time to time on parts we have to form. Okay.
Okay.
There was one part that we had to form for a company. That the part had 23 bins in it.
23
now
bins, okay.
Now understand, 23 bins causes two big problems, all right? The first problem is buildup of tolerances. In other words, let's say you're off 5/1000ths per bin. That's 5/1000ths of an inch. That's thinner than a human hair. Okay, but by the time you end up at 23 bins, that's an eighth of an inch off. The part's rejected because the last bins will be an eighth of an inch out of tolerance.
Okay.
It has to be dead on. But here's the other big problem, and we really ran into this problem. There's some bins that you can't bend unless you perform other bends first. There has to be a proper sequence in order to make the last bend possible. It took us 2 weeks to figure out the proper sequence of bends so we could make the final two bends in the part.
So that was one of the main, I guess, issues that you were running into?
Well, for a couple of times, yes. Not all the time. Most bins are simple.
Okay.
But there have been a few times where the bins are so complicated or convoluted
mm-hmm.
that you have to make it in the proper sequence, or after you make a bend out of sequence, there's no way physically you can make the final bends. You throw the parts away and start all over again. The press break, the software, figures out the sequence, the proper sequence, in about 30 seconds. So last time that took us 2 weeks to do it, and figuring out in test pieces what sequence to use, took us 2 weeks of making prototypes to figure out the proper sequence. This can do in 30 seconds.
Wow. I'm completely like amazed at the fact of this piece of equipment's just technological superior nature that it offers for not only your business, just in general, like how,
yeah,
I guess crazy it is to think that this is something that people have come up with, honestly, because it just seems like too real to be true on for most of the part. But it does seem like something that's going to honestly help the business a lot, and hence why I'm, you know, very excited for you, because it seems like it's going to definitely grow the business tremendously, too. Open new doors, essentially.
It's possibly one of those type of pieces of equipment that if your competition has it and you don't, he may put you out of business
mm-hmm.
because you can't compete price-wise with him. It forms the parts so fast, perfect every time. What would take, like, on that one part, 2 weeks to do, he's already running, up and running, where 2 weeks later you're still trying to figure it out. that kind of thing. Yeah. That's the kind of thing that can break you if your competition has such a piece of equipment and you don't.
And you know, I think that you understanding that a piece of equipment such as this can make or break the business, aside from the fact that maybe other people have been looking at it, you know, it might be just a good go-to move. Because you want to be always one step ahead of everybody, don't you? You don't want to be the guy that's always left behind. You want to be the one that's landing the jobs. You want to be the one that's going to be getting the money into the business and sitting back, relaxing, knowing that, hey, I just secured a nice new job because I had this piece of equipment that my competition didn't have. And that's going to set you apart from either now bigger name customers that can come to you and go to you for their designs. And look at that. That's a whole new industry opening up to you.
And charge less doing it because you don't have to hire any more employees.
Exactly.
It'll replace about 5 to 10 press brake operators.
Wow.
That's a lot of insurance you don't have to pay for, a lot of workers' comp you don't have to pay for, vacation pay, all the stuff that goes with it you don't have to pay.
I'm thinking that this is, from the excitement that you have definitely brought to the conversation for this piece of equipment, it definitely seems like it will be something that you will be using quite frequently, honestly, and something that will make the business a lot more profitable. So what I'm gonna do, Steve, is I'm going to give you a call the first week of January. I think you do have my contact information, hopefully tucked away somewhere in an email. But if not, I'll just reshoot you over my number and name and everything, as well as like company information. So maybe if beforehand, if something does come up, you can just give me a call. We can maybe game plan a little bit and then go through the process. But I'll give you a call first week of January just to see, you know, what we can do for the business. I'd like to at least earn your business the right way and help you out here.
Sounds good.
All right, Steve. Don't want to take you from working any longer, but it was good catching up with you. Definitely was, and I will give you a call in January.
Thank you very much.
All right, you take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now.